Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bites and bits of technology. And today, we're unraveling the mystique of becoming a machine learning engineer in 2026. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex world of algorithms and code.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and the voice of everyone out there who's ever looked at a piece of code and thought, what? So, Alex, what's on the menu for today's tech feast?
Today, Jamie, we're serving up a comprehensive guide to becoming a production-ready machine learning engineer. We're talking about the whole shebang, from the foundational math and Python skills to deploying and scaling models in the wild, real-world systems.
Ah, the old journey from zero to hero in the machine learning world. I've got my fork and knife ready. Let's dig in. But first, let's start with the basics. What exactly does a machine learning engineer do?
Great question, Jamie. Think of a machine learning engineer as a hybrid creature, part data scientist, part software engineer, with a dash of DevOps wizardry. They're responsible for designing, building, and maintaining systems that can learn from and make decisions based on data.
So they're not just data scientists who code, they're like the Swiss Army knife of tech roles.
Exactly. And their day might include reviewing model performance, debugging data pipelines, or deploying a new model version using continuous integration and continuous deployment, also known as CI/CD.
Sounds like they need a wide array of skills. Where does one even start?
The journey begins with a strong foundation in math, Python, and understanding data pipelines. Python is the dominant language in this field, so mastery over its nuances is crucial.
I remember my first Hello World in Python. Good times, but I assume machine learning engineers are doing a tad more than that?
Just a tad, Jamie. They need to get cozy with libraries like NumPy, Pandas, and Matplotlib for data manipulation and visualization. And then there's the math, linear algebra, probability, and calculus, the holy trinity for machine learning.
Ah, the fond memories of college math, said no one ever. But all right, I'm with you. What comes after conquering the basics?
Then, it's all about building and experimenting with models. You'll start with classical machine learning algorithms like linear regression or decision trees before diving into the deep end with neural networks.
I've always liked the sound of neural networks. Makes me feel like I'm in a sci-fi movie. But how do you know if your model is any good?
That's where evaluation metrics come into play. Depending on your problem, you might care about accuracy, precision, recall, or maybe the F1 score. And always, always, always split your data into training, validation, and test sets to avoid the dreaded overfitting.
Got it. Train, validate, and test. Like teaching a dog new tricks, but with less fur involved.
Precisely. Now, once you've trained a model, the real challenge begins, moving from a Jupyter notebook to a production system. That's where software engineering chops come into play. You'll need to serve your model through an API, containerize it with Docker, and automate deployment with CI/CD.
So my model goes from being a pet project to a full-fledged working adult in the real world. Sounds like a proud parent moment.
It's exactly that, Jamie. And as your model grows up, you'll need to implement MLOps practices for scaling, monitoring, and ensuring your model performs well in the wild.
MLOps sounds like the responsible adult in the room, keeping everyone in check.
Indeed, it's about ensuring your models are well-behaved and play nicely with others in production. Now, Jamie, I think we've given our listeners a solid blueprint for becoming a machine learning engineer. What do you think?
I think my brain is full, but in the best possible way. From Python to MLOps, it's been quite the journey. Thanks for leading the way, Alex.
Anytime, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you won't miss out on our next tech adventure.
Until next time, keep coding, keep learning, and remember, the path to becoming a machine learning engineer might be long, but it's definitely worth the trip. Bye, everyone.